Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life, a ministry of Crossroads Counseling on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian Counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others.
So welcome, everybody, and today we brought a little bit of our community into the studio to come and join us. I've said before, and we talked a lot last week, about how we homeschool. So one of the topics we wanted to address is just if you're someone who's interested in homeschooling, what kind of things and what kind of steps would you take to learn more about it and to kind of get your feet wet in understanding what homeschooling is all about? And we are here right now to answer some of those questions and invite you to learn more. So, Christine, you had some ideas about the convention, is that right? And,
yes.
And how that can be helpful?
There's an organization in Arizona, which is it's awesome. It's called AFHE, A-F-H-E. And what does it stand for? Arizona Families for Home Education. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of great information on their website. If you are thinking about homeschooling, the steps that you can take for that. And every summer they have an awesome convention where you can go and learn more about homeschooling. And there's lots of curriculum to look through. You don't have to figure it out on your own. If you're thinking about homeschooling, there's so much great curriculum out there. You definitely don't feel like you have to come up with lesson plans on your own. So you could go to the convention and find out more information about curriculum. And then they have amazing speakers to encourage you and to give you tips, whether you have young children or high schoolers. They have something for everybody. They also have a teen program for children 13 and up. To last year, I know they had some sort of movie camp or
something. It was a film and movie camp for the kids, and they watched some old films and did some different exercises with it, and I think they did some recording, and it was pretty cool.
So fun.
I'm excited for my kids to be able to be a part of that. They're not quite 13 yet, but
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing this year for their teen program. But
I think it might have been a science camp.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
I remember several of the teens coming up to me and asking me some odd question. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
It was pretty cool.
Two or 3 years ago, I think they did a politics camp where they had voting. And so the kids went out and they asked for votes and they were asking
political questions.
Questions and where do you stand on this topic and would you vote for me? And so it was fun. It was very cute.
Yeah, great learning experience for the teens who go and participate in that.
Mm-hmm. So the convention is an amazing way to start, but also there's a lot of different reasons that people decide to homeschool. And some of it is a lot of people because of religious reasons and wanting to have their kids learn about God when it comes to history and science, and being able to add that into their education is a huge reason. And it's one reason so many people decide to homeschool. But there's a lot of others. Can you guys think of some?
Yeah. A lot of people, they just want a better education for their children, and they feel like if they brought them home, they could give them a higher level of education.
Yeah.
But there are also children that have, you know, a lot of learning issues, some children with special needs, and they need that one-on-one support. So their parents maybe weren't ever planning on homeschooling them, but felt sort of thrown into it, and now they are, and they love it, and they can see the value in it.
Yeah.
Sometimes people homeschool because they want to be in their children are really gifted in a certain sport or musical instrument or something like that, and so they want to focus on that.
Exactly.
Maybe they ice skate or they're into gymnastics, so they need that extra time to you know, really get good at that item. And then there are people that really just have problems with their local school, so they might. I think I said last week we call them refugees because they were never planning on homeschooling, didn't know anything about homeschooling, and because of problems with school or bullying or that sort of thing, they were definitely thrown into it, and they're searching. These refugees need a safe place to go and to be cared for and encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say something I've heard a lot is when I talk to people that I homeschool, oh, I could never do that. My kids are just so disobedient. We just don't get along. I couldn't spend all day with my children or whatever. And I know there's an aspect to that you have to have their heart. You have to have, you know, obedience and then be, you know, to have a good relationship with your children. And so that's what you need to work on first. That's what I found is, you know, the academic can't happen at all if you don't have their heart, if you don't have, you know, that good relationship, and then you can move on and the academics will come quickly. But it's not about being a perfect parent. It's not about being a perfect teacher. It's just about letting the Lord lead you and guide you for your family, because everyone's going to be different
right. In
what their needs are. And so that's just been a blessing to be able to be home and see my husband when he's home. And
Yeah,
I really love that point that you just brought up, the whole, if you don't have the relationship and if you're not connecting to your child's heart, it's going to be really difficult then to do the teaching, right? And we talk about that in terms of discipline as well, that you need to connect before you correct. And it sounds like it's the very same principle that you're talking about, and having that relationship and that bond and that healthy attachment to your child.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, makes a huge difference.
I found as I taught in public school for several years, and just that academic was very much a big part of my life, and I felt like the Lord really had to get some of that out of me, that school mentality, that his, you know, if you get to heaven and God says, well, did you teach them the algebra too? And did you, you know, is he going to care so much about that stuff? But their heart, did they love people? Did they, you know, then the academic stuff comes second, and it usually does, you know, they'll catch up very quickly. But if they, you know, if they love God and they love people, then you've succeeded as a parent. So.
Mm-hmm. And I think you see more and more of that in all, even outside of Christians. Like, people are homeschooling because they want that connection with their kids. And they're going to, they do, you know, private schools or charter schools sometimes, but a lot of times they're like, no, this isn't enough, I want to connect. And so even, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but I think that even outside of the Christian group of homeschoolers, there's a lot of homeschoolers that are not non-Christians now, that and it's really expanding. So I find a lot of people that find out that I'm homeschooling, they think, oh, you must be in this little bubble and you never see anyone that's not Christian, your kids never get exposed to anything else, and that's not true at all. And you know other people, and you get to see and be a part of other people's lives, and not everybody is Christian, and you do get that connection here and there. So it's not as much as a bubble as it was, you know, 10 or 15 years ago.
Right. Homeschooling has become mainstream.
Yeah.
There are so many people doing it now that never were before. I read an article recently that talked about how homeschooling is increasing 8% a year.
Wow.
That 3.4% of school-aged children are now homeschooled, compared to 10% who attend private school. So that number over time is going to match private school.
Wow. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Connected Life with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. To learn more about The Connected Life, you can visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com, The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, this is a ministry of Crossroads Counseling Center. So if you're looking for a counselor or just want to connect, you can visit Crossroads Counseling at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com or call us directly at 623-680-3486.
Yeah, and we're visiting with the folks from branches.
We have Christine and Darlene here today talking about Branches Co-op, the homeschool co-op for homeschoolers.
Right. We also have a special guest with us today.
We do.
Whose firsthand experience with Branches, and also our son, his name is Jaden. And maybe you can, as a student, someone who's experienced Branches and, you know, gone there to learn with the teachers and everything like that, maybe you can share just a few thoughts about what your experience has been like at Branches, or maybe what your favorite parts of Branches are, Jaden.
What are the benefits of the kids that the kids get from Branches?
Well, I guess my most favorite part is that, like, I feel like sometimes when I'm always, like, just at home, like, I do feel a little isolated, but then when I get there, it's like I get to be taught by the other moms, learn things that, like, my mom could, like, really never get, but, like, that's my favorite part, and also just being there with all my friends.
Yeah, you took a great writing class. I think you had fun in that. And, oh, what was amazing, they got to do BizTown, and that was a lot of fun when you got to go in and do the BizTown exercise. And what was your job?
I worked at the newspaper.
Yeah, he got to do the newspaper.
And now you're on radio.
Yeah.
That's really awesome, huh?
So that was a really great experience and for him to do. And, you know, a lot of homeschoolers probably wouldn't get to do BizTown because you need to get a lot of kids together. So it was a great thing. And when the moms volunteer to make that happen, and that's the amazing thing is that we all get together and each mom thinks about, okay, what do I want to provide for my kid that I can do, and I can allow these other families to benefit from that as well. So I'm kind of getting ahead of it, but do you guys want to talk a little bit about what Branches is, just a review from last week? Christian?
Sure. Well, basically, Branches is a once-a-week class day for homeschooled children. And basically, it's a cooperative, so all the parents that come are required to volunteer in some capacity. And we call that actually talent bartering. So the parents come and they use their own personal gifts and talents, and they teach classes, or they help with young children, or they work in administration, or we have a snack bar. They do whatever their gifting is. And it's a bartering system. So then you have children that can come and take classes. Like Jaden took a writing class and BizTown, and then his mom taught an art class. So it's just a really great model for children, homeschool children, to be able to learn and participate in different unique things that they might not get if they were at home, and just at home, or even in a public school they might not get.
Yeah.
We have after school programs that come as well, and you know, there are just such a variety of things.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that are just in the making, and there's some things that have been established for a while. One of the things that has been established from the beginning was kind of that preschool atmosphere, but it's even goes beyond preschool, really, for the littler kids, the six and under, just all the different things that they benefit from.
Yeah, we have the mini Branches, they're called, for six and under. That's a class that goes all 3 hours of the morning. And we have our PE teacher, Coach John, come, and he teaches PE to our younger kids, and they get a music class. Different music teacher comes in and teaches music, and plus all the other things that they do in the whole classroom with their teacher, science and art and crafts and things like that. And so they just get a really wide variety, and it's very inexpensive to be able to do that instead of having to go all over town and find different classes,
exactly.
Go to a PE class this day, and it's all there. So I said that last week. It's kind of like one-stop shopping for the whole family, because the parents are blessed to be able to have time, and the little ones are being taken care of, and it's just a blessing for the whole family.
And it that's a really good point, because it can get expensive being a homeschooler. It can get
really
pricey.
Yes.
Because you want to provide all these different fun classes for your kids, and each one costs like $75, and you add it all up.
And then you're driving all
kids.
Over town.
Yeah,
it
the
takes
gas
all your
money,
time.
All that. So it ends up, it could be very expensive, but Branches really makes it affordable to be able to do a lot of things and with less money. I love, I think the music class that the little kids get to be a part of is so adorable. They actually play music. Yeah, they play a little instrument. She teaches
Learning
them.
The recorder.
Yeah, the recorder. They have these
the boom
sticks that make noise. The kids all learn together. And she actually is teaching them how to read music. It's very, very cool, all the stuff that they're doing. So I think that's a huge – I had no idea when I signed up for it, all the different things that were going to be in the was it mini Branches, we should call it?
Yep.
My daughter's in the Buds class right now. So, but she loves it. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that is going to be started in the fall or is in the works to be started. I think, Christine, you are starting some sports.
Yes.
Right?
So Branches is joining a local athletic association so that we can start offering junior high sports that compete against other small charter schools in the area.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's another big need for homeschoolers. They, you know, especially if you have children that are very sporty, but maybe not wanting to do club sports. It's hard to find the right league to be on. And so that we're in the process of starting that right now. We have an athletic director that's agreed to do this. And so hopefully starting in the next couple months, we'll be posting more information about that on our website.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That would be a lot of fun. And is that going to be mostly at the Biltmore campus?
It'll be independent Branches things.
Okay.
So you could be on any campus to participate in it. And it just depends on where they practice at.
Okay.
So hopefully at the Biltmore campus, we'll be able to use the gym for basketball and volleyball. Otherwise, we can use local parks. This league is for small charter schools, so they are very flexible with where your home land is.
Okay, very cool. And there was also, you've been starting communication with GCU, is that
yes,
right?
Yes. We have a partnership with GCU. GCU has a program called the Alpha Program, and they offer dual credit classes for homeschooled kids at a fraction of the price. So I think it's $52 a credit hour.
Wow.
So this is Grand Canyon University.
Yes, Grand Canyon University.
And would this be for students, like high school students?
Yeah. Yes, you have to be I believe it's a sophomore or older.
Yeah. Okay.
And you actually, there's a whole registration program process that you go through with Grand Canyon University. You actually become a student of theirs, but again, you get to take a huge number of classes at a fraction of the price.
Wow.
And that is what they have is all online right now. But in the future, we're hoping to even offer classes at our locations that are taught by Grand Canyon University professors.
Wow. So you would have professors come to one of the
Branches. That's the hope.
Fingers crossed,
okay.
Right?
That's the hope.
Yeah.
You need enough students, 10
we
students, to have
students,
a class
yes.
and things
right.
like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So sign up and, you know, maybe we can get it going, right?
Yes. Yes. And over time, you know, we have a variety of age children. I mentioned last week, we have two campuses right now, one in the Biltmore area and another one in the West Valley. The Biltmore area is full right now and has a waiting list, but the West Valley still has openings for a short period of time before
right.
they're full.
It's gonna fill fast.
Yes. So infants through eighth grade is basically about the range of children we have, and maybe a few older than that. And then over time, those children will age more and will offer more and more high school level classes.
Okay.
And people have already asked me, are you going to open one in Surprise and in Anthem?
Yes.
And so as people are willing, it's really a neat model that I think, you know, it's easy to duplicate and to take somewhere else. Just people that are willing and a church that's willing to host you. And so it can definitely spread. So people who are interested in that, keep your eyes open, eyes and ears open.
That sounds awesome. I have a question. So let's say someone out there is listening to the show right now and they are They're intrigued. Maybe they've been thinking about homeschooling for a while, and they just don't know what to do. Maybe they're a little reluctant. What would you guys, or what guidance or advice would you offer to someone who it may be considering homeschooling?
Well, I hear that a lot, that I just don't think I can do this. And I just want to encourage them that you definitely can. With God's help, you can't really do it on your own.
Yeah.
But you also need a community, and that there are those available. And Branches is one of those that's been a blessing to my family. Just to be able to ask questions about curriculum, to just say, I don't know what to do with this behavior attitude. Mm-hmm. And you find out that people are going through the same things that you're going through and the same struggles, and you're not alone. And there's great resources out there. I thought of something else that's on the AFI website is a list of all the homeschool groups in the area where you can get together, on another basis, sometimes park days, different things that a group that you can connect to. But Branches is a great one. I would just really recommend that one. That the West Side, we meet on Friday mornings, and we're at about 35th Avenue and Greenway, and we would love to have you come join us. But just to know that there's many resources, and it's very doable.
Yeah, there are a lot of groups out there, a variety of places around the valley. And know, too, that like if you go to the first group and you don't feel like you fit in, there's other places to go to. You don't have to feel like, oh, this isn't for me, just because you don't fit into the first community you get into. And, some groups have – every group has their own personality, just like
right,
people.
Right.
And so you just – got to find where you belong and follow God's lead on that. And so it's fun that way. The other thing I wanted to talk about is at the North West Valley. I want to say North Valley because we're in the North Valley, but someday there'll be a North Valley. But in the West Valley, they're looking at getting Daring Acting Studio to be a part of it. So Jaden is really excited about that because he is taking classes there. They have an improv class and they have acting classes, and they have a really great ministry out there to around the valley, trying to affect the acting area.
Yeah, acting, Hollywood. Drama.
Hollywood. Yeah. Affect Hollywood from exactly. The inside out and help change them for Christ. So they're an amazing little studio, and we've really enjoyed them. And so to have them be a part of it would be awesome.
Let's tell our listeners where they can connect with Branches. Maybe if you guys can share your website and how they would get a hold of you.
The West Side Branches is open. The Biltmore is pretty full. And so our website is brancheswestvalley.org. And you can get on there and go ahead and register, and someone will call you, or you can just email me, darlene@brancheswestvalley.org.
Great. And we're going to have our special guest, Jaden, take us out.
To connect with the Connected Life Radio or contact us, you may visit our page on Facebook at www.facebook.com/theconnectedliferadio. If you know someone who is looking for counseling help, you can visit our website at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. We offer a free 20-minute phone consultation, or you can call us at 623-680-3486.
Stay connected, Arizona. Great job, son.